This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kicking off hour number three, you can join us by calling toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've been telling us about the good side of humanity. You know, too often people wind up only seeing how horrible other people are.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe as they say, 'tis the season to not be an a-hole. I don't think they actually say it that way. But, you know, there's something about, you know, this time of year to where the best of humanity seems to come out.
And I tell you, this is a really interesting story in crypto because this is also the time when people's blatant greed just bubbles to the top. You know, here's what you'll find on Twitter mentioned more than anything else as this stellar climb of Bitcoin from $1,000 at the first of the year to $17,000, $18,000 today, Lambo. We're talking Lambo money.
I heard that
I'm going to be buying a Lambo.
I heard that more last weekend than I have in probably 20 years.
Because all these guys, you know, they bought Bitcoin a while ago, or even they bought a lot last year, and then suddenly, you know, everybody's thinking they're going to be insanely wealthy, and that may or may not happen. Who knows? This thing could all come crashing down tomorrow, which I think the odds of that are infinitesimally small.
Right.
There's a lot of talk of greed. And we've been talking about a gentleman named Andreas Antonopoulos who got into Bitcoin early on. And
not just got into Bitcoin early on. He wrote the book.
Yeah.
The Internet of Money.
He did. He wrote Mastering Bitcoin, which is a great reference for people that are interested in the technical side of how this thing works. And then he spent years flying around the globe extolling Bitcoin, talking to anybody who would listen, and doing TV shows, doing TV interviews, putting speeches. Hundreds of hours of his stuff is out on the internet, and he's just a great guy.
You're reading a post from, is this his Patreon?
From his Patreon page.
Back up about a paragraph and a half, because, you know, it sort of reveals something that I don't think a lot of people realize about speakers, where he mentions that he was spending more on travel and lodging than he was being paid. Most people have this fantasy in their head of, oh, I'm paying to attend this conference. These speakers must be getting paid tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars.
Right. And in mature industries, oftentimes that's correct. Or that the producers of the conference will at least cover your travel expenses or something like that.
Or they'll give you a gratis ticket to the convention.
And maybe dinner the night before.
Yes.
So Daryl and I have received at least that level of benefit. And he goes on to talk about, you know, he was so into spreading the word of Bitcoin that he was basically funding all this travel himself, dipping into his savings and then dipping into his retirement and then finding himself pretty much flat broke, but in his words, worse than broke.
Right, because broke is $0. Worse than broke is
in debt.
You've got, you know, he mortgage the house. Generally, you know, houses, a couple $100,000 worth of debt.
Yeah.
You probably got a car loan, credit cards.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're talking, you know, significant debt.
And we're talking about the guy who puts forth the most optimism in everything he does. that I don't think anybody ever really knew this was going on. And this is sort of his confessional. And he talks about in 2014 how he was able to start making a little bit of an income out of this Bitcoin thing. And he's slowly been able to pay it off. And in 2016, he was free of debt.
So because I was really curious of, you know, how much debt does the average American have? There's some statistics here from 2016 from NerdWallet. The average American household has, and I'm going to round up here instead of giving, you know, the exact dollars,
right,
$17,000 worth of credit card debt, a $182,000 mortgage, $30,000 car loan, and $51,000 worth of student loans.
Yeah.
That's the average American household.
Isn't that nuts?
So the average American household is worse than broke.
Yeah.
Because they don't have anywhere near this in the bank.
Yeah.
So the average American has a negative net worth.
Yep. I'm going to reread this last paragraph and then we're going to move on.
Please do.
Working in Bitcoin is an endless struggle against cynicism, negativity, and regret. Throughout the last 5 years, I've always tried to maintain an optimistic and positive outlook, to focus on the long term, to think about the potential to lift billions out of poverty. But every now and then, I get dragged back into the negative. Yesterday was one of those days. I felt crushed. And then something amazing happened. Over the next several hours, tens, dozens, then hundreds of people responded. I sat reading the responses with tears in my eye. An outpouring of positivity washed over me. People I had never met jumped to my defense, reminding me that they started their journey after watching my videos, after reading my books. Some people attack the original criticism and its author, which I strongly discourage, but the vast majority focused on the optimism. Not only did people remind me of the importance of my work, they also encouraged each other to support me. In the last year, I've gradually received more and more of my income from Patreon. Patreon allows me to regain the financial security without switching my focus to commercial conferences, banking and investment events, and chasing the next paycheck. Because of Patreon, I managed to stop selling and finally hodl. Finally, because of Patreon, I can dedicate my entire focus to the people who I have always felt like I am working for, the community of cryptocurrency dreamers, visionaries, and creators. And now I finally get to work for you. Yesterday, you fed my soul. You reminded me why it is so important to remain optimistic, focused, and determined to overcome the cynicism. It's been a long, hard road. Sometimes I get lost. But every time one of you do, you step up and help me find my way, find my focus again. You show me that I do not walk alone on this path. You are all there with me. I am part of a wonderful community, and you have my back. Today, I'm even more focused on my goals, educating the next 10 million users, train the next 10,000 developers. Do it all in every medium possible. Do it in more languages. Do it with more energy, with more passion. Do it with unrelenting optimism. In the end, my engine runs on hope. It runs on optimism. And today, it's turbocharged. Thank you. So let me talk a little bit about what happened. People started posting his Patreon page. That's a website you can go to yep. make a reoccurring donation to someone to help them do what they're doing.
Right. And there's one for the Liberty Radio Network.
Correct.
If you go to fund.lrn.fm, that's the Patreon that helps fund the free-to-air satellites that we have over North and Central America and basically all of Sub-Saharan Africa.
Yep. The other thing they posted was his Bitcoin address. And Andreas has a what we like to refer to as a vanity address. His
All
address
right.
Starts with one Andreas. And it was at zero before all this started. He had no balance in his Bitcoin address. The donations started to come in.
I'm sure they did.
Slow at first. And then somebody hit him with a $500,000 donation.
And I'm fairly certain that the number of patrons also wound up going in the upward direction as well.
Yeah. So following this criticism for not being a Bitcoin billionaire, the balance in his wallet right now is valued at $977,482.84. He is $23 million away from being a millionaire, which I think is
$23,000
away from being a millionaire.
Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is Digital Cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in the studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And this weekend, I'm going to Northern Maine because, well, I'm running a marathon on Saturday, and that means I'm staying in a hotel. And I don't know how the hotel pillows are going to be, so I am taking my pillow with me because my pillow is the best pillow that I have ever used. Chris, you've had one for several years.
I have.
I've had mine for close to 2 years now, and you can get your very own MyPillow, and you can try it risk-free for 60 days. The MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. Again, I've been using this thing for close to 2 years now, and it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that collects a lot of dead skin and dirt over the years, you can take your MyPillow, throw it into the washer, throw it into the dryer, and it's still usable as something other than kindling to start a fire. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. Get your very own MyPillow at half price, or you can get a second MyPillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it for some reason, in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. MyPillow.com. Code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Now, we've spent most of the night talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and, you know, both very important things, because I am convinced that cryptocurrencies will revolutionize the world. But let's change gears here just a little bit. And, Chris, I know you're a big advocate of Second Amendment rights.
I think that's
the,
fair
the
to
right
say.
To self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also a supporter of decentralization, meaning that the federal government should not be, you know, setting diktats from on high.
Correct.
So I'm guessing you must feel a little conflicted this week with the passage of H.R. 38, the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act.
Yeah, there is that level, and it's also sort of a Second Amendment versus Tenth Amendment conflict, you know, where if things aren't specifically spelled out in the Constitution as powers granted to the federal government, then those powers remain with the states or with the people, respectively. But sometimes you'll take the win when it prohibits states from doing things that are not good.
Right.
And sometimes states would prefer to do something that is unconstitutional. Now, that gets a little gray because there's some parts of the Constitution, like the First Amendment, that says Congress shall pass no law.
Right.
So when we talk about things like freedom of religion, what that literally says is that, no, the federal government cannot pass a state religion for the whole country.
And but some people will point out
but
that
a state could.
The Commonwealth of Massachusetts had an official state religion when the Constitution was signed and when the Bill of Rights was ratified.
True.
There's an opinion piece. Actually, it's an editorial from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that I want to delve into. And I specifically, Chris, want your thoughts. But if you're listening and you have thoughts, feel free to call in. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Title of the editorial: States' rights be damned. The House again does the NRA's bidding.
A little dramatic there, but okay, I'll bite. Go ahead.
Once upon a time, Missouri gun rights activists proudly upheld the state's right to pass and enforce its own laws. If you don't like them, well, you're free to move to another state. That concept of state rights used to be a bedrock philosophy of the Republican Party in its campaign against federal overreach. Now, Republicans aren't so sure that states know what's best for themselves, and maybe a whole lot of federal intrusion might be the best way to go. On Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives kneeled to pressure by the NRA and approved a bill that would allow federal law to supersede the ability of individual states to enforce their own gun laws.
Okay, we got to stop right there. And this is the reaction of a lot of the press and a lot of people that are anti-gun rights, that anything that could possibly be positive towards the right of self-defense, gun ownership, possession of ammunition or buying of ammunition or any accessory or anything remotely tied to it, it is absolutely the work of the NRA. It's like a gun activist like myself just wake up in the morning waiting for our marching orders to appear in my email from NRA about what I'm supposed to do today. That's a crock. Absolute crock. The NRA, I will tell you this, represents, I would say, a minority of gun owners, minimally.
It's a shrinking number, I will say that.
There are other organizations that are siphoning membership off of the NRA because of the NRA's weak stands, oftentimes, on standing up to an abusive federal government or abusive state governments. So this idea that everything is driven by the NRA is a crock. Usually it's driven by grassroots people like myself who are more interested in our freedoms than paying dues to an organization that may or may not represent us.
Six Democrats supported the bill and 14 Republicans, perhaps mindful of being labeled hypocrites, voted against it. The bill, H.R. 38, or the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, effectively allows states like Missouri, with the loosest gun laws, to impose their will on states that impose tighter restrictions. Missouri and Kansas are among the 12 states that allow permitless concealed carry, which means qualified adults can buy a handgun, conceal it, and under this bill go to any public place that allows in any other state, no questions asked. That sentence didn't really seem to be worded properly, but I will continue. Illinois requires a permit, but under H.R. 38, Missouri would get to impose its law on the people of Illinois, like it or not. Now, I want to pause here to ask the question, because I've not read H.R. 38, and I've only read what I have read, which are various news reports, quotes from the author of the bill, etc. But my understanding is that the bill only applies to people with a state-issued concealed carry permit. It does not apply to people that happen to live in a state that does not require a permit.
Correct.
So the people of the fine state of Vermont, our friends to the left of us here in New Hampshire,
right,
they have no concealed carry permit. It does not exist in that state. But under this, they still cannot carry in a state unless that state also allows permitless carry. Your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on this editorial from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. But want to remind you that with holidays coming up fairly soon, you might want to wind up doing some last-minute online shopping. When you do that, please begin that shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. From there, you can go to Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Walmart, Newegg, Omaha Steaks, several other places, all from shop.freetalklive.com. Now, what you could do is you go to shop.freetalklive.com and then you bookmark the site that you want to go to, and then you don't have to keep going back to shop.freetalklive.com. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And there's more from this editorial, but first let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, nice to talk to you, Daryl. You're one of the nice guys. But anyways, did you know that Albuquerque here now is we're number one in bicycle fatalities? Again.
Bicycles? That's not something that you want to be number one in.
Oh,
yeah,
so you're...
We're always either the bronze medalist, the third, or the silver, or the gold medalist.
Medals for that? Who gives out the medals?
No, I'm just saying, number one, number two.
No actual medals, Daryl.
Okay, it's not an actual medal.
So you rate very high up there in pedestrian deaths, too, right?
Right, that's correct. I don't know what our rating is for pedestrian fatalities last year, but I think this is a 2017 statistic. So, but what is interesting is that, you know, men over age 55 and older are the ones that are the most killed on the bicycle here. So figure that one out.
They're slower. As the people get older, they get
slower. Or there
slower.
Might just be more men that ride bikes.
Could be.
In traffic.
I don't know. What do you think the reason is?
Well, you know what? I was speculating. That could be part of the reason. But men have a lot more courage than women. Women are a lot more cautious before we, like, jump, you know, across the street on a bike or something. Men, I have noticed that they're kind of numb to fear of cars and of death and so forth. Maybe that's why they put them in combat. Women are a little bit more precautious. That's one of the reasons. And probably by then, like, they have hearing loss. They need to get hearing aids. They can't hear the cars. So you're right. But slow reflexes. They have vision and hearing loss. And I always thought that men are numb to kind of pain, and they're not afraid of, like, bullets coming at them as much as women do. And so I guess they're less afraid of cars also. That's my feeling,
that's,
you know?
A very interesting theory, Sarah. Thank you for the call. Let's jump back into this editorial from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Again, headline, States' Rights Be Damned! The U.S. House again does the NRA's bidding. Although the NRA argues that the Second Amendment rights should apply uniformly throughout the land, different states have conflicting interpretations. Kansas, for example, expresses specific concerns about the existence of armed militias referenced in the Second Amendment. In other words, Kansas specifically reserves the right to add clarity where the U.S. Constitution is too vague. Other states, such as California, impose far more restrictions on gun ownership, choosing to interpret the Second Amendment's reference to a well-regulated militia as meaning that the right to bear arms is not absolute. But neighboring Arizona, much like Missouri, seems to embrace a philosophy of the more guns, the better. Under H.R. 38, California would have to honor Arizona's concealed carry laws. Well, no, that's not what it says.
Right.
They would only have to recognize a concealed carry permit issued in Arizona or New Hampshire. People that are residents of Vermont that have no option to get a concealed carry permit would not then be allowed to concealed carry in Chicago or New York City and then just say, well, Vermonter. The editorial continues. The law also would even allow qualified out-of-state gun owners to carry concealed firearms in school zones. No, there's actually, from PolitiFact, the GOP concealed carry bill does not block states from keeping guns out of schools.
Right.
But then the editorial continues, Senate Republicans acknowledge the bill probably will not pass their chamber, especially since memories of recent gun massacres in Nevada and Texas are still fresh on the minds of their constituents. The NRA is pressing its luck. Americans' voters' tolerance is wearing thin for the mass bloodshed that accompanies looser gun laws.
Oh, geez.
Thinner still is their tolerance for hypocrisy.
Yeah, the idea that our gun laws are just being... Last year was a great example. So basically, one of Trump's first moves was to roll back a Obama... I think it was an executive order that he had talked about where he was going to require something additional to ensure people were checked against mental health records.
Something like that. I do know that this bill, H.R. 38, if it winds up getting passed into law, and it sounds like it's not going to pass the Senate, but if it does get passed, it would expand the NICS background checks.
Right. But the point is everybody was reporting on how the Republicans were, you know, trashing gun laws left and right because of this one executive order that Obama put out there, which never went into effect. It had never gone into effect. And they said, oh, so we're going to give crazy people guns now. That's what we're doing now? Well, no, you had been doing that all along because right. This law was never in place, never stopped a single person.
Right, and you know that's sort of the way that this weird hyper-partisan, weird binary sort of thing goes. Of Chris, would you like a peanut butter jelly sandwich?
No.
Right now, do you want a peanut butter and jelly?
Yes.
Why do you hate peanut butter and jelly?
Exactly.
Free Talk Live host as opposed to peanut butter and jelly wants to throw everybody in jail that eats jelly.
Would immediately go to hates children.
Yeah, because
right.
Children
care
like
about children.
Peanut butter and
right.
jelly sandwiches.
Doesn't like children. Doesn't care about, yeah, that's how it goes.
I'll tell you what's good. Peanut butter and cheddar cheese.
Jeez.
Put it in the microwave for about 20 seconds.
I'm not even going there. I've heard too many peanut butter and insert crazy ingredient stories to fall for
bananas.
This one. Bananas. My mother, peanut butter and mayonnaise.
No.
You just said what millions of people listening just said to themselves. No. I swear to God, she loved it on toast.
I think I'm one of the only white people that doesn't like mayonnaise.
That's a white thing? Oh, geez, Daryl, come on.
That's what I've always been told. Like, it's a white...
Who tells? A white condiment? It is a white condiment.
None of my black friends like mayonnaise.
Oh, God, I've never heard
that. None of my Mexican friends like mayonnaise.
I'm not gonna fall for the stereotyping, Daryl. I'm sure there are people of all walks and colors and creeds all love
probably
mayonnaise.
Are, but I've also heard people up in New England say, "Oh yeah, it's the French in me," or it's the insert ethnicity here. That's
right.
Why I put mayonnaise on everything.
Yeah, I don't get that.
But it does seem to be. Have you noticed that? It seems to be something that winds up being put on everything here.
There tends
other
to
than
be
like scrambled eggs.
An abundance of mayonnaise in this area. I will give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
But back to this whole idea, it's just more insanity out of Washington. It's more painting the other guy the bad guy because you don't have anything really to bring to the table to make things better.
Yeah. Well, we here on Free Talk Live do like to make things better, and we've got an interview coming up with Diamond Dallas Page. He's been making people's lives better. This is Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're on the phones. We're not going to be able to take you because we've got a very, very special, to me and to a lot of other people, very special guest coming on for the rest of the show. It's the one, the only Diamond Dallas Page. He is a multiple-time world wrestling champion, also held the WCW Television Championship, the Tag Team Championships, the U.S. Championship, the WWF at the time, I believe, might have been WWE, the European Championship, Diamond Dallas Page, also a WWE Hall of Famer and a yogi.
Now, wait a minute now. Wait a second. Not yogi.
You're not a yogi.
DDP yoga. No. A DDP yoga guy for, as I like to call it today, DDPY. Why? Because it's yoga for people who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga.
So I have to say that you, sir, are an inspiration to not only myself, but to a bunch of other people. There's a very famous video, and Chris Jericho mentions this all the time in his podcast, the Arthur Borman video. So for anybody that has never seen that video, just very briefly, if you could, explain why people should watch that video.
I'll tell you, you can find it at ddpyoga.com. We've always got it right up there on top because I inspired one guy 10 years ago. He inspired mezzillions of people, and I met Arthur online. He had invested in my very first program, and it was just DVDs. It was before, you know, we did the DVDs and the food, and then we did the DVDs, the food and the inspiration, and the community, and the app, and DDP Yoga Now. It was like, this is the first thing I ever did. out besides the book that was called Yoga for Regular Guys. And anyone who invested in those initial DVDs, I didn't have an automatic response. So I had to personally cut and paste and email every single person who got the program. And I would. And people didn't believe it was really me because I was pretty hot off TV at the time, only a couple of years off TV, like strong TV. So they really didn't believe that it was me doing it. And it was. And I would send it people an email saying, hey, I'm not trying to sell you anything. You already invested in the program, and I want to thank you for believing in me. And I've got six questions I'd love for you to answer. And this guy, Arthur, his answers were unbelievable. He really took the time. He put the work in. So I wrote him back. And I said, hey, man, I go, thank you so much for taking the time on those answers. I go, you know, it sounds like you need help. What's your story? And here's the clip notes. He wrote back, morbidly obese, disabled veteran, and have relegated to thinking of myself as a piece of furniture. Now, that was heavy, you know. So I thought, and I've been to Iraq at that time twice to see the troops. I would go at all times. I went three times to Iraq and once to Afghanistan. I was never a big fan of the war at all. But I've always been a big fan of the warrior. And went there to support them and went there to work with them and take pictures and do all that. So spent some real quality time with them. And when I heard Arthur was a disabled vet, it definitely encouraged me to do something I'd never done before. I said, why don't you send me some pictures so I can see where you are and, you know, figure it out from there. And he sent me these pictures with these knee braces that he had and, you know, it's strapped into his back brace. And I didn't realize at the time, but his wife every morning had to put on his sleeves, then his knee braces, then the sleeves over the knee braces, then attach it to the back brace. So every morning his wife is technically dressing him because he doesn't have the mobility to do anything. So she would put all that on him, then help him out of bed and give him his wraparound canes. He called them cuffs. And he'd start his day drudgingly moving around. So Arthur, he sent me, like I say, those pictures, and I sent him an email back with a food plan that I'd gotten from a guy named Dr. Fred Bishy. And Fred Bishy is a nutritionist and a very smart guy. And I knew that he had helped heal a lot of people, you know, from food. And I'm talking about cancer and stuff. So it was a really serious nutritional food plan that I sent him. Now, if he writes back, I think I can do it or I'll give it a try, I would have wrote back, awesome, keep me posted. But he didn't do that. He wrote four very powerful words. He wrote back to me, I can do that. I said, send me your phone number. And that's when we started on this journey that literally would, you know, it would change so many lives. Arthur's goal was to lose 50 pounds so that he could get his knees operated on because he was 5'6", 297, and could not move, you know, could not move without the knee braces, back brace, and wraparound canes. And the veterans, the hospital, they wouldn't operate on him until he got under 250. He was 297, so that was like the requirement. So his goal was to lose 50 pounds. Well, with my program, he lost 32 pounds the first month. He lost 22 pounds the second month. He lost 18 pounds the third month. And that's 72 pounds.
That's amazing. And I'm looking at before, during, and after photos right now. How much weight did he lose overall?
130 pounds in 10 months, but more importantly, he lost the knee braces, the back brace, and the wraparound canes, not just to walk, but to run. Now, here's the best part, though, and this is what I learned about food. He never had the knee operations, which means he had to internally start to heal himself, and I know my workout's going to help heal them, but without the food being real food and the way he ate it, I don't think he ever would have got the same results.
Yeah, and that's absolutely amazing. And like I said, he was an inspiration to me and, again, to a lot of other people. And I had a similar experience. I didn't have knee braces. I didn't have the back brace. But I went from 317 pounds to 172 pounds in less than a year. And I'm a marathon runner now. And, again, wow. You know, this guy was an inspiration, and I have to apologize. I've not done your yoga program. I definitely want to give it a try, but it's not just Arthur. You basically saved the lives of a couple of your friends as well, Jake Roberts and Scott Hall.
Yeah, the movie, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, we had no idea if anybody would ever really see it because, you gotta remember, we're filming a video about redemption and recovery of an addict that we don't know if what we're doing is going to work or not. It's not like we're rehab people, because we're not. We're people who focus everything around teaching people how to own their life again. Like, I have a book right now that literally, it isn't out yet. I just finished writing it. The release date, Rodale is actually the same people who delivered everybody that very famous book, The Secret. They also own Men's Health and Women's Health and Men's Fitness. And they've got a lot of, like, really health-minded magazines that they also own. But they actually just put up, my wife sent it to me, because you can pre-buy Own Your Life by Diamond Dallas Page. You can actually pre-buy it right now on Amazon. It'll be released. It'll be shipped August 7th, because that's when it actually, it drops. But what's really cool about it is that, I teach people how literally to own your life again. And it's just from the methods and the principles that, I've taught, and the main thing is you have to change the story you tell yourself. You have to reinvent your future. And it starts just like you feed your muscles and you feed your body and you feed your inspiration. You have to feed your mind. And I really talk about that throughout the book and give examples. Of course, Arthur is one of them. Jake is another. Someone who finally turned his life around at 58 years old. I also believe that it's never too late to change.
Diamond Dallas Page, thank you so much for coming on Free Talk Live. Now, if you want to hear the full interview, make sure you download the full show from freetalklive.com. Rest of the interview will be in the after show. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.